Okay, let's go.
Welcome to Sippin' Tea with JB. Did you miss me? I was playing a little cat and mouse with ya. Because I just want you to want me. And it turns out, about four people do. So slap my ass and call me Sally, I'm back, baby. And I'm quite frankly not leaving this fucking room until I record something, okay? Will it be mediocre or fabulous? Only time will tell. But before I get too ahead of myself here, I have a few quick messages from my sponsors.
Hi there. Are you a fan of Sippin' Tea with JB? Well, great news. She made a third grade level website specifically for you. The website was purely made to have links for sex and relationship questions, Audacity stories, and other links just to ask or tell any question or story or give positive feedback only right at your fingertips. Do you have something to share or something you want Sippin' Tea with JB to talk about? Then head on over to https://jbgajewski.wixysite.com/my-site. This obviously is a free domain, so it will be listed in the show info. For fuck's sake, no one expects anyone to remember that.
Yo, yo, yo. It's member shout out of the week. Are you sweet as pie? Cute as a button? And did you once walk down a busy street in Key West and say that you would rather get hit by a car than live one day with this hangover? Then you, baby, are my sweet Marissa. Eminem, thanks for tuning in and supporting me and loving me. I love you, girl. Miss you much.
Well, in the words of the uber-famous Borat, whoa, whoa, wee, wow, very nice. Pretty fancy, huh? I gotta say, I may have been MIA all this time, but I've been busy doing fancy shit. I went to New Orleans for the first time. Highly recommend. Absolutely amazing. I will be turning into a voodoo witch and moving there as soon as possible. I celebrated my anniversary. Happy anniversary, babe. Still trucking along. And we're going to keep trucking along till the end of time. Just try to get rid of me. Just try. There ain't no ball and chain like me, honey. I also, which is a real shocker, I actually had somebody laugh when I told them this. My sweet Claire Bear laughed, which she's very quiet and shy, but she literally burst out laughing. I think she thought I was joking, but this is not a joke. I booked a trip to Bali. That's right. I'm going to Bali, baby. Bali is in Indonesia, which I found out after I agreed to go. But every part of my body said yes, so I said yes. And then I Googled Bali, and whoa, that's gonna be amazing. It is a like retreat-ish type thing. It's like, I don't know, I'm gonna be like fucking around with monkeys and fucking getting healed by Buddhas. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait. If you don't know about Bali, Google it. And I'm going there. And then maybe you might burst out laughing too when you put the two and two together. Because it is not somewhere you think you'd find me. But come in this September, bitch, you can find me there. Other than that, I refurbished a bench. I'm refurbishing a bench that I got for $20. Gonna see if I can make a few smackaroos off that for no apparent reason at all. And also while I was gone, myself and Jamie, who I did our sexy talk with, planned and executed a 3-week gym-wide competition, ending in a little award ceremony party with green beer and shamrockeritas. So I've had my hands full. And I'll admit, I also had a little bit of idea block, pod block, podcasting blockers. Oh, and by the way, we're trying something new today. I'm going to let you into my life. Do you hear that? Yeah, you hear that. Hold on 1 second. Yes, dear. What would you like? Okay, and then nothing. Just screaming mommy. Okay. So we're going to try to do this with a bit of interruption. But I've gotten over my podcaster's block. I've got a few ideas up my sleeve. Mommy. Please hold. So anywho, where was I? Yes, the block. I had a bit of blockage. And then last Tuesday, I sat down and started recording this. And it was just a weird energy suck-in type of day. And I promised myself I wouldn't leave the room until I did it. And then I said, no. Nope, it's just, it ain't gonna work. So we're gonna make this work as best as we can. What we're gonna do today is easy peasy lemon squeezy listening. And because I was in that vibe, I decided, let's pump it up. Let's get pumped. I'm gonna pump you. I'm gonna pump me. I'm gonna enjoy some of my favorites, and I'm going to share my favorites with you. And you might be saying, what do you mean by favorites? Well, let me tell you. Whenever I need a little motivation or a little something to think about, I go to the Webster's Dictionary. Just kidding. I go to TikTok and Instagram, baby. That's right. I'm looking for them one-liners that are going to make me laugh. I'm looking for those little spurts on love and life and living. And you know, you can really get lost in that world. But I have found some bangers along the way. I've also found some great jams, some excellent dance moves. So I'm going to share that with you today. This is going to be very lackadaisical. Just listen and go through your emails and fold your laundry and mop your floor. Because this is going to be easy, easy peasy, baby. I think some of these I will just play for you so you can hear the authenticity of whoever the hell made the original video. Some I might just read to you or explain the logic behind it. Some shit's just kind of funny and weird, so I don't know. I hope you enjoy it. Also, just as a reminder, you heard that child. I am recording this actually live from my living room, which is the very exact location I recorded my first episode. How cute, saw. Oh my God. Except when I recorded my first episode, I didn't have a house full. There may be barking, crying, and screaming. I'll do my best to edit it out. So let's get started here. Via Instagram, coming in hot in the first place spot for no reason at all. Just it's the first one I came to. And it's just a banger. This is by Kamu World. And I'm going to try to drown out that child screaming. So have a listen.
Give me more, it's a more, it's a more, it's a more. Introduce me to my favorite girl. It's a more, it's a more. Bring me close so I can see
All right, that's just a good little ditty. I heard it and I was like, give me Mo. Give me Mo. Can you guys get along, please? Sheesh. All right, next up is my boy Kevin Gates. Yeah. That's right. That's right, baby. We ain't got to be chasing nobody. Just be you, bloom. And everything will come to you. Like twins. I was just out here blooming. And now these twins, they came to me. Like little bumblebees. What a blessing. Just giving me sting after sting every day. Now, next up is something I've said before. And I know I've said to a lot of people in my own life. And it's easier said than done. But this has to do with being pissed off, resentful. It's all about sipping that poison. Take it away, homeboy.
Ladies, the definition of anger is an emotional punishment you give yourself for somebody else's
behavior. I like that. So it's like anger is when you're angry at somebody, when you're frustrated, when you're pissed off, when you're, oh, woe is me, why'd this person do that? You're just serving up poison. You're just serving up cups of shit. And then you're drinking them yourself. Because that person has no idea. So you're wasting your damn time. So just don't. Just don't. All right, let's take it to a little positive quote. I like this. I like this one. This is, if you're feeling down in the dumps, this
best line.
This is good. Best line.
Sometimes when you're in a dark place, you think you've been buried.
That's right.
But actually, you've been planted.
You've been planted. That's good, right? Come on. That'll pep you up. If you're feeling like a bag of dicks, you're flower dicks. You've been planted and you're going to blossom into a beautiful flower dick. So don't be so sad, right? Okay, next up. Now, this is good. This is something that'll make you think. It's a little long, but I like it. But I like it a lot. Let me get this queued up right. Oh, that ain't right. I gotta restart it. This is gonna be sloppy. Okay, ready? Here we go.
When the bird is alive, it eats ants. When the bird is dead, ants eats the bird. Time and circumstances can change at any time. That's why you don't devalue or hurt anyone in life. Because you may be powerful today, but remember, time is more powerful than you. One tree makes a million matchsticks.
Hi, Frankie. That's right. That's karma right there. Takes one tree to make a million. Yes. Yep, that's perfect and beautiful. Takes, you know, one tree to make all the matches, but only one match to burn that motherfucker down. But really, it's just like, you never know. Just be nice. Do good. Be nice. Because you never know. You might be sitting pretty right now. You might be sitting pretty on a high white horse. But guess what? I'm going to come up and cut your horse's Achilles tendons. And I don't even know if they have Achilles tendons. And pow, pow. Then your ass is on the ground. And there will be nobody there to help you up if you was a rude ass bitch while you were all the way up there. That's the point of that right there. So I liked that. That's why I saved that one. Let's see. Oh, this is good. Now, this will make you think, okay? We're getting a little deep. We're in a little deep rut right here. This will make you think. This made me think. Okay? I liked it.
One of the hardest things about healing is that the version of yourself that you became in order to get through the war that you was presented with is also somebody that you have to let go of.
Ooh.
See, the version of yourself that you had to be in order to survive is not the version of yourself that you can now be to continue.
That's right.
You have to leave that version of yourself behind. So it's a double-edged sword. You have to create someone to get through it, but once you're over that hill, you can't take that person with you. That person was for the war, and the war is won.
Oh, I like that. Sometimes you gotta just get your boots tied tight. Get your armor and you gotta truck through the trenches. What does John call it? A rucksack walk. Keeps telling me for years now we should do a rucksack walk, and it's like some sort of horrible walk through a torrential downpour while carrying a weighted backpack. So I haven't done that yet. I'm waiting for the ambition for that, but I thought that was a nice little get your thinker thinking. Now this is where my lady's at. Because this is for you, my baby girls. This is for you, okay? Let me get this to the right port. Okay, here we go.
For the bravery to grow, I'm proud of myself for finding tools and figuring this out. I will give myself grace to figure it out. Grace to stumble. Grace to pause. I highlight and I cancel. This is my favorite. I highlight and I cancel all contracts and agreements that don't serve me for my highest good.
That's right, baby.
And I give myself permission to evolve as often as I need to in any way that I need to.
Without explanation. Oh, that is good. Right? And that can really, I mean, I guess I just said it's for the ladies, but it's for everybody, really. You got to take care of your star player, baby. You come first. And don't be sorry for being you and doing what you need to do to make it, to thrive, to feel alive. You know, I liked that. That was good. All right, this is what's it called? It's like poetry, like stand-up poetry. That's not what it's called. It's improv, perhaps-ish-esque. I mean, this lady wrote this before, but like, okay. I had to say this because I was like, damn. This one goes out to anyone who's ever been cheated on, male or female. Okay. I think we've all been through that once in our lives, maybe. If you have not, bless your soul, you lucky little peach. Okay, mine was in my younger years, so it wasn't as detrimental. But also when, like, you're in high school and college, everything is the end of the world. So to me, it was detrimental. But this was, I thought this was some fire.
So 4 a.m., wondering if I'm out creeping. I want you to try and force yourself to sleep, but your mind just won't stop thinking. I want you to feel so insecure that you question your appearance every hour. I want you to cry for me and beg, just simply give me all your power. And every time I leave the house, I want you to think I'm out with another man. I want to play with your emotions, baby, just because I can. And I want to tell you things that you know are lies and leave your judgment clouded. I want to know I messed up and see you hurt and not give a fuck about it. I want to take what I can take from you till our relationship runs its course. Then I want to watch you turn into me and not feel no remorse. And I want you to think that I'm going to change and wait for me still. There is a statue. I want you to feel in competition while every nigga's laughing at you. I want to fuck with your heart so bad that it will take years to fully mend. And I want to fill your life with so much betrayal that you will never trust again. And just when your heart can't take no more and your mind pushes you to leaving, I'll sit back with the biggest smile on my face and whisper,
now we're even. Come on. That's fucking good. Oh, this I mentioned in a different podcast, this next one. But she says it way better than me. Like, I tried explaining it, but, like, she's excited about it.
I look at things this way as someone who very much struggles with anxiety and depression. If I started out as this celestial being, this just energy, and the universe or God or whoever said, hey, do you want to go to Earth for an incredibly short amount of time? Like a blip, and experience every emotion that you can possibly feel as a human. you can have all these experiences, love, heartache, anxiety, joy, euphoria, whatever, all of it. Do you want to do that? Yeah, I do. And so when I am feeling...
So that kind of takes it back to the other one we listened to, where it's just like, you know, don't be sipping your own poison. It's just it's feeling, we're feeling all the feels out here, but don't marinate in it. We're lucky to be alive. We're lucky to be able to feel. Do I love being pissed off? No, I fucking hate it, actually. Do I like anxiety? Sure don't. Do I suffer from both issues? Oh, yeah. But guess what? Said it once, I said it twice. It's showbiz, baby. That's the way this cookie crumbles. So let's make the best of it, shall we? Make the best of it. So when you feel angry, fucking feel angry for a little bit. And then let it go. Stop holding on to shit. You're a person and you can choose to do whatever the hell you want to do and feel however the hell you want to feel. Oh my goodness, girl. You all right? Yeah. Okay, good. All right, now this I thought was cool. This is about spirituality, kind of. I mean, not kind of, it is, but let's see.
Like, spirituality is not love and light. Spirituality is Iron Maiden, bro. It is not for the weak ones. It is for the most brave souls out there to have the courage to go down that road. Spirituality is how you learn to embrace both darkness and light. And it is not in light that we get enlightened. That is in darkness. So in that darkness is where you find your strength. It is where you find your resilience, your courage, and it's also where you build your whole character. So never be afraid of going into the dark.
Don't be scared now, baby.
The strongest version of you is not born in the light.
That's
the
right.
The strongest person of you is born in darkness.
That is so damn true, I gotta say. I've got to say it. Also, sorry about the slam bam, thank you, ma'am. It's a kitchenette set, a child kitchenette set. So I got Frankie Betty Crocker in there just going to town. But that is so true. It's just, if you have somehow, I don't know, maybe you're 20, okay? So you're smiles ears to ears, okay? You think just dee-dee-dee, skipping through, you know, a field of daisies. Life's coming for you, baby. And life is hard. And life is weird as fuck, especially lately. But it truly is how you find yourself. It's truly how you meet your true self. And strength, and like find out what truly matters. Now, when you're in the thick of it, it's miserable. Don't get me wrong. It is miserable in that darkness. But shit, when you get to that light, just keep trucking, baby, one day at a time. You get to that light, you ready for anything until the good universe fucking flops you down with something else. But then you come out stronger. Every time you come out stronger and better. I swear, I promise it to you. All right, let's see. Oh, this is just a funny little ditty that I... this is a perfect lead into this, okay? So if you're sad or you're down, you're in a really bad place, that shit's contagious. Truly it is. And I'm always here for you if you need me. And I've had a ton of support. But you ever met one of those people that no matter what, they just want to be unhappy? They actually, in fact, seek out things to be upset about. This song goes out to you.
Hey, pissing, and moaning. Huh. And bitching.
Yep.
I'm zoning out. Ain't nobody trying to hear what you're talking about. Blah, blah, and complaining. My mental bank account is draining out.
Ain't nobody trying to hear what you're talking about. That's right. So, negative Nancy's go away. All right, here's Kevin Gates. We're going to transition right into another banger. Where's my mom's at? Here we go. Oh. Oh, oh. Llama, llama, red pajama. Yep. Come on, it's the best part, Frank. Hold on. This is how I'm going to read Llama, llama, red pajama from now on, okay? Ooh, all right. Now we're going to hype you up. We're going to get hype. Okay, that was a little funny interlude. That was like a little funny commercial. It was like the Super Bowl commercial. All right, now we're back to your regularly scheduled program. Remember when your grandparents, they called it programs? They got a program to watch. All right, now this is how I live my life. And I highly recommend this how you start living your life, male or female. Okay, you ready?
It does not matter the energy that people give you. Maintain your posture. Stay in your power. Because sis, you are not here to match energy.
Mm-mm.
You are here to shift the atmosphere.
That's right. I'm going to shift it.
Do you hear me? We are not here to match energy. We are here to shift the atmosphere. You are not here to match
energy. She's going to say it again for the people in the back.
You are a game changer. Your job is to walk into the room and shift the atmosphere.
That's right. Shift it. You can be that. You can be that. If I can be that, you can be that. Oh, here's another song from that first guy I played from you, but I really like this one. I was like, oh, it's that same guy. And then I listened to it and I was like, this is kind of funny. Keep your bullshit over there. Oh, I love that. Oh, I got some great recipes on here. I really do. All right, I think this might. Oh, no, we got a couple more here. I really. I'm taking a quick peek, skis. We might be switching on over. We just might be. Let's see. Oh, let's say, okay, let's end here with my Instagram thread line, bloodline, whatever you want to call it. But this goes out to Cher. If you don't know who Cher is, shame on you.
Oh, man, I think men are the coolest, but you don't really need them to live. You know,
so we don't need you to live. Get out of here.
I said, Mom, I am a rich man.
Boom, bitch. Mic drop.
My experience with men is great because I've let them be.
I love it. That's a goodie. That's a real goodie. Next up, we're going to go on to one of my favorite people. Men. Dudes. Sadhguru. Now, I don't even know if Sadhguru is really a guru. I thought maybe it was a play on words, like I'm a sad guru, but he's actually very smart and he's got a good way of putting things into words. So let's have a listen. Enjoy. I'll share my man with you.
So the greatest evil on the planet is that you have hope that tomorrow will be better than today.
Mm-mm-mm.
I don't think tomorrow is a better day than today.
No.
You can live in a perpetual sense of deception. After this happens, you will be wonderful.
I mean, just think about that. Just think about that for a minute. If you are constantly just getting through your week or hoping that in 3 years life will get good, or when you get that car a year down the road, life will be good. No, life is good right now. Let's be in the now. Join me in the now. Why are you waiting for tomorrow? Why are you waiting for tomorrow? Tomorrow may never come. I think that's a movie title. So live it up today. It's a Tuesday. People don't like Tuesdays or Mondays or Wednesdays or Thursdays. People love Fridays. But switch it up, man. Come on. Switch it up. It's all in your mind. It's you against you. You can start loving Tuesdays. I love Tuesdays. So you should join me. Now, this next one right here is a little wordy, so I'm just going to summarize it, and then I'll play you a little bit at the end. So, essentially, she's saying, and I agree with this, like, downfall as a man in life, something that can really hold you back, are your actions. You're out of control. You act like young boys sometimes when you get together. Okay. Now, women, on the other hand, we got that smart ass mouth, girl. We got that mouth, that razor tongue just ready to fucking slice your ass. And we remember everything, okay? So this is about, listen, boo, that ain't being strong. Dude, old homeboy out there acting a fool. And that ain't being strong, young lady with your sharp tongue talking a bunch of shit. This is real strength right here.
That's why for a man, self-control is his greatest power. And for a woman, silence is hers. When a man has learned to not be out of control, but to be out of people's control, because he has self-control, that's a powerful man. And when a to be silent doesn't mean to be silenced. I'm silent because I'm watching. I'm silent because I'm observing. I'm silent because I'm waiting for the opportunity to speak. And when I speak,
people they gonna listen. But in all seriousness, I just thought that was pretty good and true. And it's going to help you just be, you know, male or female, a little bit more smart about the bullshit you do. It's not that hard. Oh, here's another. This is appreciate your life. Okay? We're going to appreciate your life.
You have nothing in this world to conquer or to challenge or to transcend apart from your mind. All your neighbors live here. Your enemies and friends live here. Your gods and demons live here, and yourself, imagined, lives here. Stop trying to be a traffic policeman in your own head. Let it run. Just remain.
Let it run, baby. Let it run. And that just goes back to kind of like what she was saying. Like, let's just chill out. Shut the fuck up. Take it in a little bit. Analyze the situation and go with the flow. Everything's going to be all right. Rockabye. I hated that song. Let's see. What do we got next? Oh, this is a good one. We're going to take it here. Now listen, this one goes out to males and females. And this is about when Amp Flow comes to town. That time of the month, you dudes just brush it off. But our shit is going bananas. Our hormones are going bonkers. We don't like it. We're not having fun either. But this is a great little skit.
Why are you on it? That guy was looking at you.
Fine. Should I hook up with him? You don't think I can?
I know you can.
I can hook up with that.
Prove it.
Do you wanna? See? He nodded.
You guys are taking turns. You're having fun.
I can't even make it.
This is his ball.
Here.
Whatever. Did you order any food?
No, we're gonna go get food after.
Get any chocolate pie. You didn't bring any chocolate pie?
I'm sorry, did you ask?
I'm sorry, shouldn't you be able to read my mind? I'm cramping up. This is terrible. Hey, boys, you want some? We can't have any.
I didn't even look at you.
You're always looking, Joe. Look, there's food in here. It's just a rug. I hate plants. I hate trash cans. I hurt my foot.
It's so good. And it's so true. I hate that emotional roller coaster shit on the period. I really do. Oh, I really do. Let's see. What is next on my list? We're getting there. We're almost done. This is short, sweet, and fun. Oh, that's a long one, but that's good. We'll save that for a different day. We'll save it for a different day. Oh, this is good. This is for this new age parenting bullshit.
The last, which by the way we know doesn't work. It devalues the medal for the one who comes in first and the one who came in last. It makes them feel stupid because they know they didn't deserve it, right? The kids got into honors classes not because they deserved it, but because the parents complained. And some of them got good grades not because they earned them, but because the teachers didn't want to deal with the parents. And then the kids graduate college. They get a job, and in an instant, they find out they're not special. They don't get anything for coming at last. Their parents can't get them a promotion, and you can't have whatever you want.
You're setting your damn kids up for failure, for Christ's sake. Get it together. Exactly, Tallulah. That's exactly what I'm saying. Exactly. I mean, I'm all about including. I love to make people feel welcome. And not uncomfortable, you know, but I think childhood is the place for that. Let's get that shit out of the way. I mean, it's competitiveness, human nature. It's just the way it is. We are meant to strive to be the best us we can be. But if you give us a participation award, we ain't gonna do shit but call off because we're sad. So think about that for a while. Now, the same guy, I'm not sure if he's a doctor or whatnot, has another little tiddly bit here that I really enjoyed on acts of kindness and oxytocin. So oxytocin binds us and our relationships. That's what's released when a woman has a baby. That's what bonds friendships and love relationships and anything that makes you go, ooh, that's oxytocin. It gets released in your body when you feel all warm and fuzzy. That's that oxytocin pump, yeah. Okay? So, I love this because it's like, yeah, we don't want participation awards. I mean, this is a different skit, but a little bit of niceness can go so damn far. Take a Gandhi dancer, why don't you?
Hey, I did something for someone with no expectation of anything in return. I got a little surge of oxytocin. I felt good. He turned to me and he said, thank you. It feels nice when someone does something for us with no expectation of anything in return. He felt good. I walked to the end of the street. I'm waiting to cross the street. And a total stranger who happened to be standing next to me said, I saw what you did back there. That was really cool. As it turns out, witnessing an act of generosity,
wow,
releases oxytocin.
Cool.
And he felt good. And the best part about oxytocin is the more oxytocin we have in our bodies, the more generous we become. It is Mother Nature's way of trying desperately to get us to look after each other. I can guarantee you that that man who witnessed what I did something nice for somebody that day simply because he saw someone.
That's
right.
Okay. So why don't we give it a little try? Let's all be Oprah tomorrow. You get some kindness and you get some kindness and you and you and you and you and you. I'm going to shoot kindness everywhere tomorrow. Just bleh, you're all getting kinded. And then you're going to kind others, and then it's going to make tomorrow a beautiful day. Just try it. What have you got to lose? What have you got to lose, old Krabby Patty? Nothing. So let's give it a try. Now, to give you the cherriest cherry on top, I am going to share with you a person who I connect with so deeply. I almost think if my brain was a human, it would be Theo Von. Here you go. Enjoy.
What I like is relish, though. There's always that odd jar of that odd condiment that's sitting off to the side, that green. Some people don't even know what relish is. Some people see a thing of relish, are like, damn, what is it? It looks like a salad maybe had a heart attack or got electrocuted, and that's relish. And relish is, it's like being in love when you're young. It's romantic, and it's sweet, and it's spicy. And relish is like kind of soft, and it's wet, but it's, you know, trying to hold itself together, and it doesn't know what it is sometimes. Is it a vegetable? Is it a sauce? You know, what is it? You know, relish comes in a little jar, a little glass cage, really. And you can almost, if you think about relish, you could see it just one. You could see it maybe at a therapist's office sitting on a couch, just kind of wondering what it is.
I shouldn't talk about that.
That's my brain. That's my brain, if it was a human. Here you go. And another one.
Life hadn't been tricking anybody. Life's got two hands, bruh, and it'll give you some bird seed with one, and it'll punch you in the fucking neck with the other.
Every fucking time.
Life will hand you a couple little butterscotches, bruh, with one hand, and then while you sucking on them, yeah, hit you with the other hand. That's life. Life's always done that. It's that butterscotch freaking bad boy, son.
That's right. That butterscotch bad boy. Come on, that's so good. All right, here's another one. I think this one's about spring. Spring has sprung.
You know, spring is that time you can hear flowers start to put deodorant on. That thing about popping back out into the world, flexing them petals, baby. You know, if you put your ear up to the snow right now, you can hear little animals start to yawn a little. You might hear a chipmunk. He's thinking about popping out, you know, doing something. Maybe looking for a little dipmunk, you know. He's thinking, oh, I'm going to get out maybe and meet me a woman. It's that time. You know, spring is that time you can hear.
That time. Spring has sprung, baby. Oh my God, I have so many.
Some people treat their dogs like a slave. You notice it. So I went to the park this morning to get a little bit of heat, a little free heat from the sunshine, you know? A little bit of that vitamin D straight from the vitamin G-O-D. You feel me? I'm talking straight off the tit of the Lord, the sky.
The tit of the Lord, baby.
Free heat right in my face and neck. I went over there and I was just sitting in the grass making me a little gratitude list and doing a couple etchings and stuff on one of those legal pads, you know? And this man, I heard this old man, he's like, he goes, Charlie. Get over here. Charlie, get over here. And I thought it was two, you know, kind of drug-induced homosexual men doing a grammar of a vial of speed. But then
God, he's so good. And it's just my brain. He's my brain. Theo Von, I love you forever and ever and ever. And I think we'll end it there. That's the way to end it on... a funny, lighthearted, easy peasy little podcast for you. Now, don't forget my sponsors in the beginning of this bullshit. I'm going to put my third grade level website in the little link below so you can share your funny ideas and stories with me. Get my wheels turning. Help me when I get podcaster's blockages. You know what I'm saying? So check that out. And then next week's episode is going to be Baller Shot Caller. So stay tuned for that. I'm going to actually outline it right now when I get done editing this. Because I'm so excited. It is a story, a true story, and I'm not sure how I'm going to tell it yet, but you'll never know whose story it is, but it is true. But I will protect the people the story involves. Oh, but it's good. It's good. Let that anticipation build, baby. I won't be gone so long this time, I promise. Till we meet again, I bid you farewell.